The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hello.
I made the Mississippi pot roast, the crock pot recipe that you submitted for Crocktober. Do you know that 5 other people also submitted the exact same recipe?
Because it's really good. I actually just saw your video and you didn't use my tweaks. I told you to use my tweaks.
The only one I did use that's not on the video is that I poured half the juice from the peppercini can in there. The other ones I didn't do because I didn't want to add too many of the peppercini peppers because my husband doesn't like things that are spicy at all. And even though they're sweet, I was like, he's going to complain and he's not going to like it.
Yeah, well, Raven doesn't like them either. And I use like 20 of them and I slice them and he still loves it.
Well, certain things are worth the burn.
So what's going on? How's Raven been behaving as a husband? First of all, congratulations. You guys won the costume contest.
Yes, yes, we did. It was fun. I wanted to be Dorothy ever since I was a little girl, so I did it.
I think
I did a pretty good job on his costume.
You did. Raven was the Scarecrow. I was saying to my husband, Paul, I go, only Alicia could get Raven to get dressed up like that. You know, every year, Raven and I have to get dressed up for Halloween, and it's always, he's so dismissive. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that. I must have, like, thrown 20 ideas at you before you finally agreed on one.
That's not true. Come on.
You, Alicia, are like, listen, I'm going to dress you up as the most ridiculous scarecrow that I can possibly come up with and parade you around town. And he's like, okay, honey. And you guys actually won an award for it.
Perfect match to the movie. I mean, she had that photo blown up next to me.
If you want to see the photo and you haven't seen it yet, you can head to Facebook or Instagram, search Anna and Raven.
Well, he's usually dismissive with me when it comes to Halloween costumes, too. But I think it was because I was sick, so upset about, you know, I couldn't eat and I was miserable, so he was scared.
Yeah.
So I think that's how I got to pull it off this year.
Some people say it's fear. Some people would call it endless devotion to the woman that I love, but you know.
Please. Right. I think we all know it's here that you're terrified.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. So how's he been behaving as a husband?
So I studied the Scarecrow's costume, where the hay was coming out, all of it. And I wanted to watch the movie, Anna. Instead, I had to watch YouTube videos because he threw away all of our DVDs. He likes to say he didn't, but we probably had at least 100 DVDs. And some of them were old movies. My Wizard of Oz, I think, was like a collector's one. He tried to blame it on my son that we gave them all to him. And I texted my son and he was like, no. He's like, why would I take Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, Raven, why would he?
These DVDs got loaned out to various places over times and then moved.
Yeah, we loaned out
they're probably still in the house
somewhere. Our DVDs.
We had some good DVDs and we can't find those either. So I acknowledge the fact that some have probably been gotten rid of. But other than that, there's a box of them somewhere. We just don't know where they are.
There isn't.
Listen, I can't find my 30th anniversary Jaws, my Alien box set.
Away.
No, they're somewhere.
It's what he does, Anna. If he gets sick of something sitting in a place for too long, he'll throw it away without asking. He threw the dog pool away.
Right.
Yeah.
they don't even like the pool. They never went in the pool. It doesn't take up space.
FYI.
It actually serves no purpose whatsoever.
The dog's
I went
pool.
Out and found the pool.
Okay.
We actually altered the pool so that the dog could step into it.
No,
and
it's in the trash.
Jump.
It's in
this
the trash.
My project. I found it in the trash. Like, he doesn't even ask.
This is a $7 pool you bought at Target, right?
Yes. Thank you. Right.
And I'm asking.
And we cut a slice in it, and it was going to sit there all winter long.
Raven definitely threw away the DVDs. He wouldn't look me in the eye when I asked.
Yep.
He would not look me in the eye.
You are a liar.
Uh-huh. All right, so
he won't look me in the eye either, and he gets mad. He gets angry.
Defensive.
Like, that's the first sign that you're lying.
Yeah. Yep.
Get the grade.
What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
A D, because it keeps lying.
A D.
You liar.
For
you
throwing out
dirty,
DVDs.
Dirty liar. You threw out all the DVDs and the dog $7 Target pool. You threw it all away.
Right.